Holiday travel is expected to be near pre-pandemic levels this Thanksgiving, with air travel expected to be up 80% over last year. For some, it's the first time at crowded airports since the virus brought travel nearly to a halt.
It's a little nerve-wracking. We have lots of hand sanitizer, lots of Lysol, lots of face masks.
I'm honestly nervous to be in the airport. It's a lot of people, but...
There's good reason for that trepidation.
Stay nice and relaxed.
Although 195 million people in the U.S. are fully vaccinated, that's still under 60% of the total population. And COVID case rates are rising across the country, with 92,000 new cases and 1,000 deaths per day.
Heading into the first big holiday of the season, into Thanksgiving, we are seeing COVID numbers rising in most states nationwide. 30 of 50 states are showing increases in the number of COVID cases being reported. And in the upper Midwest in particular, we're seeing a really severe outbreak.
States like Michigan have been hard hit, potentially a sign of things to come.
We're far over capacity and really working hard to care for all these people. I'm afraid that what we're seeing here in Michigan is probably just a foreshadowing of what we'll see across the country.
Despite the warnings and more than 770,000 deaths, a large group of people, two-thirds of whom identify as Republicans, remain unwilling to get vaccinated or to vaccinate their children.
Infections among the unvaccinated continue to drive this pandemic, hospitalizations, and deaths. Tragically, at a time when we have vaccines that can provide incredible protection.
Doctors recommend people gathering for Thanksgiving celebrations exercise caution.
That means masking indoors. That means perhaps doing rapid tests prior to gatherings. That means taking those extra precautions that, yeah, we hoped we weren't going to have to do this year.
Nearly 2 years into the pandemic, weary Americans are dealing with the new normal. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera.